Ladies, welcome to class number 39 of the RAMP. The RAMP to the Highway of Success course for young women. I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society, working in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for young men and young women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens, if you will, for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence magazine, best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men, and the national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Women. My wife, Marika White, and my eldest daughter, Daniela White, co-authored Letters to Young Black Women with me. My daughter, who has 2 bachelor's degrees and is now pursuing her master's degree, which she will graduate this year, and her mother developed the study guide. We are using Letters to Young Black Women and its study guide to guide you through this course. This course is for all young women, but especially for young black women and young women of color who oftentimes face disadvantages that others do not. The goal of this class is to help you operate from a position of strength and power based upon the Word of God so you can be victorious in life. My prayer is that this class will empower you to win against your enemies, the devil, sorry, no good men, and, yes, even yourself. Today we are continuing the study titled On Getting Your Doctorate Degree Before Marriage. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. Thank you for the privilege to be with these young ladies. And Lord, we pray that you would bless them with salvation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and insight. For without these things, they will experience damnation in this life and the life to come. And I pray that you would help them to understand the importance of trusting Jesus Christ as Savior and reading and obeying your holy word, and living the good life and being successful in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Allow me to begin with a quote from Khaled Hosseini. He said, "Marriage can wait. Education cannot." And I think he's right about that. Now, please pull out your text and your digital study guide or follow along on the screen. First, I will read a portion of the corresponding letter that I wrote from the book Letters to Young Black Women. Then we will proceed with this lesson. Here are some of the benefits for you if you follow this suggestion. Number one, you can concentrate on and focus on your studies without distraction. By the way, if possible, I would encourage you to not even work a job while in college. Number two, if you are pursuing a doctorate in a certain field, you will be running with bright and wise people, those who are going in the same direction as you are. God may very well have you to meet someone special in that group. Even if you don't meet that special someone, you will meet many good people and make friends that will last a lifetime. Third, you will grow so much in that strange period between the ages of 17 and 26, and the gaining of a good, solid, strong education will only enhance that period and certainly the rest of your life. Number four, as a female, if you choose to have a career, I believe having a doctorate in your field gives you more options and will allow you to obtain a good-paying job that will let you have more control over your schedule and the environment in which you work. In other words, you won't have to take jobs that would be distasteful to you or that would compromise the principles by which you live. There are numerous benefits as I shift from the reading of the book to the lesson. To obtaining a doctoral degree while you are young and unmarried. Besides the fact that you will meet new people who are smart, serious, innovative, and forward-thinking, and you will be able to make lifelong connections, you may also get the opportunity to help change the world in some significant way. Keep in mind that the journey to reach any goal or realize any dream will almost always be littered with bumps in the road, but if you keep at it, the destination will be sweet. Here are three more suggestions to keep in mind when pursuing your doctoral degree. Number one, learn to become both effective and efficient. To be effective means you are successful in having a desired effect. To be efficient means you are working in a systematic and methodical way that is reflective of competence and organization. When you're effective, you do the right things. When you're efficient, you do the right things the right way. Both are needed in doctoral studies and throughout life. Prioritize your assignments and work on one thing at a time until you get it done. If you do this, multitasking is not necessary. Being efficient without being effective is mere busyness, and busyness does not always mean productivity. Number two, sometimes implement Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law states that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Isn't it strange how if we really need to complete a task to meet a deadline, we are able to do so no matter how much time we actually have? It is important to set goals and avoid procrastination. But if you have a deadline of 12 noon on Friday and you can complete that writing assignment in 4 hours on Monday instead of 4 days until Friday, by all means try to complete it on Monday. If you decide beforehand that you can do it all in 4 hours on Monday, then you will do it in those 4 hours. Number three, get feedback when and wherever you can. Getting feedback from other people will help make you a better person in almost every area of life. When asking for feedback, it is important to consider what kind of feedback you're requesting, who you are requesting it from, and whether that person has adequate time to review your work and give a constructive critique. Give the people you request feedback from clear, give the people you request feedback from clear prompts on the assignment and what you intend to accomplish. Then make sure the person is at least familiar with what you are doing, and that they have the time to review your work. Finally, have an open mind, listen to what they say, and remember what former Harvard Business School professor David Maester said. If you're going to ask for feedback, be ready to change. Maria Montessori said, "The greatness of the human personality begins at the hour of birth." From this almost mystic affirmation, there comes what may seem a strange conclusion, that education must start from birth. Dear ladies, In our next class, we will begin a new study, The Marks of a Truly Educated Woman. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. Lord, I thank you for the choice women that you have chosen to be a part of this class. Some are listening in America, some are listening in Ghana, some are listening in Nigeria, some are listening in Hawaii and all over the world. And we thank you for each and every one of them. Help them to learn. Help them to grow. Give them your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, like so many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what church people said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it, a pamphlet about it, titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website, GospelLightSociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really means. First, dear sister, understand that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. We all are sinners. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize, dear sister, that God loves you very much, and he wants to save you from hell. He wants to save you from sin in hell, for sin causes hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, in hell, "but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven, simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins, and then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and believe me, he will. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in life. It will be the most important thing you will ever do in life. Dear friend, I trust that you will do it. It is my prayer that you would trust Christ as Savior right now, for he will make all of the difference in your life. He did that in my life. So until next time, my beloved, God bless you and keep you until we meet again for our next class.